Hear this. Just because something is familiar and is friendly does not mean it is safe. Amen. Can you preach at your neighbor from say neighbor?
Amen.
Just because something is familiar and it looks friendly does not mean it is safe. The most harmful things we come across come in familiar package. And everybody is saying, don't go there, you don't see. Because you're like, what can hurt me here? I mean, what evil can come out of this? Somebody saying, back up from that relationship, they're going, but I've been there for. Back up from that. And you're going, how can this hurt me? Again, ladies and gentlemen, just because something is familiar and it looks friendly does not mean it is safe.
Amen.
It was the deadliest discussion, deadliest conversation that Eve ever heard. The devil thought that was the end of the road. And here's where our discussion picks up from. And I get excited when I look at scripture and I know for a fact, based on scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, that every time the devil thinks he has finished, every time the devil concludes in his small mind that he has won, he is just beginning to lose.
Amen.
I declare in the name of Jesus that wherever the devil thinks he has held you today, he thinks where I've gotten you finally, I declare in the name of Jesus that every plan of the devil concerning you shall crumble in Jesus' name. The Bible says God shows up in Genesis chapter number 3. And we're reading from verse number 14 at this point, if you have it up there. If not, I'll read quickly. The Bible said, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and thus you shall eat all the days of your life. Now here is where we begin, verse number 15. The scripture now says, and I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Hold that scripture up there for a minute. Now I want you to stay with me. You have your notes, so you know where we're going with this. Now there are two kinds of seeds that are mentioned here. Both of them are spiritual. Everybody say they're spiritual. Now, because the scripture says, I put an enmity between two seeds. You know this is there?
Yes.
It says, one will bruise your head, and the other will bruise your heel.
Yes.
So, the spiritual battle ensued here. So for every believer, I want you to be aware, be alert. That's the reason why you need to pray. That's the reason why you need to read the word. That's the reason why you need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. That's why you need a church. That's why you need a body of Christ to build a spiritual head around you. Because we're in a consistent battlefield. This battle started here. It has not ended yet. And it's not going to end until Jesus returns.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Yes.
So I want you to understand that. So the scripture says there's enmity between the seed of the enemy. He doesn't have children. But scripture says he has seed. And the seed of the woman. And we know the seed of the woman is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ don't have physical children. But scripture says he has seed. So, what is that supposed to mean? Thank you for asking. You see, there is a spirit reproduction in everybody.
Amen.
Okay, are you still here?
Yeah.
Somebody says spirit reproduction.
Spirit
reproduction. Okay. Say it another way. Say spiritual reproduction. Everybody gives birth to something.
Yes.
Okay. Some of you heard me.
Yes.
Okay, I want you to hear me clearly. And say this with me. Say, everybody,
everybody
gives birth,
gives birth
to something. And it is what is on the inside of you that you give birth to.
Amen.
So the word of God says, Satan is going to continue to produce. And it is the spirit of wickedness, the spirit of hatred, the spirit of anger, the spirit of disobedience that is in him that is going to continue to impact. And that is his seed. But the scripture says there's the seed of the woman. And his name is Jesus Christ. So we see there's two kinds of seeds. Both of them are spiritual. We don't see with our spiritual, with physical eyes today. We know Jesus came on the earth physically. The devil showed up here physically. But because this is not the original place for him to operate, he could not show up here physically by himself. He had to borrow somebody's covering. Are you still here?
Amen.
Now let's go to number two quickly, because I want to cover all of this today. The next physical seed that I want us to take a look at is in Genesis chapter number 4, beginning from verse number 26. Now, there was this anger that continued down the line, and as at this time, you already have Cain and Abel showing up on the scene, and then the seed, the evil anger that came from the devil had already contaminated Cain. And the story tells us that Cain killed his brother Abel.
Amen.
But here again, something happened. I want you to follow this. You see, God has a plan. And the devil always wants to stop it. But the devil cannot stop God's plan.
Amen.
And can I prophesy to you today? That the purpose of God for you cannot be stopped.
Amen.
I said the purpose of God for you will not be stopped.
Amen.
That no matter how hard the devil tries, he cannot stop God's plan
Amen.
For your life.
Amen.
If you receive that, say loud, amen.
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together and bless his name. Genesis chapter number 4 and verse number 24. The scripture says, actually just read from verse number 25. Forget 24. 25 says, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son, and called his name Seth. For God, she said, has appointed me another seed of Abel, whom Cain slew. Hold it there. Did you notice what we just said? Did Abel give birth to another child? Now, but why is this called another seed of Abel? Somebody say, it's a spirit. Come talk to me. Say, it's a spirit. So there is the spirit of God, the spirit of life, the spirit of righteousness, the spirit of obedience, the spirit of submission that we saw in Abel. And then we saw the spirit of the devil, the spirit of destruction that appeared to overcome Abel. Did I miss that? I said Cain and Abel, right?
Yeah.
So the spirit of evil that we saw in Cain that appeared to have overcome Abel and appeared as if temporarily Satan won.
Amen.
And the details of why that happened, you and I can't put a finger on it. But it reminds us of an ongoing spiritual battle.
Amen.
So when it appeared as if Cain won, because Cain used or allowed the devil to use him, the scripture says, Adam knew his wife. And see, the word that sticks with me there, let me use my fancy, the word that sticks with me there is this word right here, where it says, where is that? It says, the man knew his wife again. Genesis chapter 25. Let's read the first line again. And Adam knew his wife again. Just that word. How many times have the Spirit of God reminded you of where it appeared you lost? Say, try it again. And you go, no, I can't do it anymore because I lost before. If I try it again, I will lose. Tell your neighbor, go again.
Go again.
Pray again.
Pray
Believe again.
Believe again.
Trust again.
Trust again.
Come on, tell somebody. Believe again.
Believe
stand
on
the word again. Because there is victory in store for you.
Amen.
Adam could have given up.
Come on now.
But he tried again.
Yeah.
Let me hear somebody say, I'll try again.
I'll
believe again.
I'll
pray again.
I'll
fast again.
I'll
stand on the word again. The devil tells us it's over.
Yes.
Somebody tell the devil
it's not over.
Come on, say it's not over.
Jesus.
He tried again, and the Bible said this time
Jesus.
He got a new seed.
Yeah.
And his name was set.
Yeah.
Now, here's the exciting thing. Give me the next verse. See what happened. The Bible says in verse number 26. Are you all there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's read it together. It says, and to set. To him also there was born a son, and they called his name Enos. Now watch this. Then began men
to call on the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I wish I had time. You see, the devil thought by reason of what he did through Cain, people will be discouraged. They won't go to church anymore. They won't believe anymore.
That's right.
They won't trust anymore. They won't evangelize anymore. Bible said, but as reason of Seth coming, Enos followed. And guess what? Men began to call on the name of the Lord again. Let me somebody say, I will call on the name of the Lord. I will call on the name of the Lord. And we call on the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter what the devil does. It doesn't matter what the devil says. We call on the name of the Lord. Come on, put your hands together and bless his name. So you and I are the seed that cannot be hindered.
Yes.
You see, God is going places with you. God has a high plan for you.
Yes.
God has a great plan for you.
Yes.
And the devil's been trying to mess it up.
Yes.
And I always tell the devil, you came too late.
Yes.
Tell the devil he's too late. Number three, there's also another physical seed that we see. And this one here is in terms of sustenance. I'm looking at Genesis chapter 20, chapter 8 at this point, which is the scripture where we read. Genesis chapter 28, the seed of sustenance. I'm looking at verse number 21 and verse number 22, the seed of sustenance. Do we have it up there? Genesis 8 and 21. The scripture says, and the Lord smiled a sweet smile in himself. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living thing as I have done. Sounds as if God was looking back at what happened. Now give me the next verse and we can move on quickly. And we all read this together. Everybody, let's go. It says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Hold that scripture up there. If you get the background, if you read a few verses earlier, after the flood, Noah came out of the ark. Noah made a sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. Now, so Noah offered a sacrifice from what he had in the ark. One of the things that we miss is the fact that that was a major step of faith. The man had been up there in this ark for so many days. You remember how long it was? We just waited. Now the water has receded. It's not like in today's day where you can go to a credit union and get some loan. Okay? There was no credit union anywhere. All that he had to survive on was what was in the ark. Are you still here? There was no farm where he could go and dig up anything because everything had just been flooded. You remember the story?
Yes, sir.
So he had barely enough to survive. But what did he do? He takes out of them and sacrifices.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Amen.
So he takes out of what was not enough. What might not sustain him and his family. Remember, there were eight of them.
Yes, sir.
And the first thing he did was to sacrifice it. Many of us will think, well, be wise. It's not a time to give. When you have more, then you give. You see, if you think like that, spiritually speaking, the scripture says you will never have enough.
Amen.
It is the one that can trust and give God when you don't have enough to pay your bill.
Yes.
That shows God that you trust him enough. Look at that scripture again. Look at that scripture again. Let's read it. It says, while the earth remains, it says seed time and harvest time. Even though it has nothing to do with money, but it had everything to do with believing God to provide for you. Whether it is money or anything else. Now, but guess what comes first? It is seed time that comes first.
Amen.
So, seed time always will precede a harvest time.
Amen.
So, if you don't sow, you are not expecting a harvest.
Amen.
Just like in the natural world, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't work, you don't expect a paycheck.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Even if you line up somewhere to get a paycheck from some of those places, they still expect you to meet certain criteria. If you don't go there to do those things, the check is not coming.
That's right.
So it's the same thing in the spiritual. If you're not sowing, harvest is not coming. So there is a seed of sowing and reaping. Somebody says sowing and reaping. Not just finance, because every time you hear that, some people shut down. Because maybe somebody is looking for your money. And you heard me say a million times here, God is not looking for your money. Can you touch your neighbor for me? Touch your neighbor. Touch your neighbor for me. Say, neighbor, I have a special announcement. For you. God's not looking for your money. No, he's not. I mean, it's sad that many pastors have turned the pulpit into something else. I know that's not this pastor.
Amen.
It's not this church.
Amen.
And it will never be this church.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But hear me well, God's people. Amen. When you give, you open a door for yourself.
Yes, sir.
When you trust God and make a sacrificial giving,
yes, sir.
You open a door that you can expect a harvest.
Amen.
So there's a spiritual seed that we see both in the physical, in terms of a child, and we see in terms of giving. Seed time will always precede a harvest time. Now we're down to Genesis chapter 9. And there's this interesting passage of scripture that follows what we saw in the previous chapter. And I want verse number 8 very quickly so we can move on. Of Genesis 9. And here is what we hear God saying. If you put that up for me very quickly. Genesis chapter 9 verse number 8. It says, and God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, give me verse, next verse. And he said, and I, behold, I've established my covenant with you and with your seed after you. Give me the next verse. And with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth, with you from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. Now, did you just get that? Yeah, you got it. Even if you didn't get it, just say yes, I got it. Okay, that's to say that you're awake. Now, did you remember in Genesis chapter 8, He took out of what was left.
Yes.
And gave.
Yeah.
Now, after God has said there's going to be a harvest, now did you just see what happened here?
Yes, sir.
God says, from whatever is left, I am committing myself to protect it.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
That from whatever is left, I'm making a commitment, I will keep it.
Yeah.
Now, who would you rather have protecting you? Who would you rather have protecting what you have? You're not talking to me. Would you rather have a security guard or have some alarm and all of those stuff protecting your house? But God says, because you came out of it, the Bible says, everything that came out of the ark,
come on now,
including your children,
yeah,
including the animals,
hallelujah,
including the fowls of the air,
yeah,
everything that came out of the ark,
yes,
I am making a covenant, I will keep it.
Yes.
I pray in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
that will expose your life,
yes,
that you will expose your property,
glory,
that you will expose your heart,
yes,
to the keeping of God.
Amen.
Let me hear someone say, God, in the name of Jesus, I release my life to you. Keep it. I release my children unto you. Keep them. I release my profession unto you. Keep them. I thought somebody's going to pray. That's a prayer point. I thought you were going to make that prayer. Make a declaration of faith. Everything that pertains to me, keep it, Lord. The seed was not just physical, but it was spiritual. And then God makes a commitment because the man made the first move. And so when he made the first move, God met him there. And we said again and again, when we ask God to do stuff, or God promised to do stuff for us, often there is a promise, but there's also a condition to it. So God want to give you a job, he want to give you health, he want to protect you, he want to do all of those things. But he want to see you take the first step of faith.
Amen.
What step of faith are you going to take today? What step of faith am I going to take today? Because church is not just a place you come and just hear and go back. God wants you to take the world and act on it. Amen, somebody. The next passage that's before us is Genesis chapter number 13. It gets really interesting as you look at where we are now. In Genesis chapter 13, beginning from verse number 15, we have another seed. This time it's not just preservation, but it was the seed for perpetuation, the seed of continuous, the seed of family and spiritual sustenance. Genesis chapter number 13. I'm looking at verse number 15 very quickly. Now, here's what the scripture says, Genesis 13 and 15. It says, for the land which thou seest, to thee will I give, and to thy seed forever. For how long?
Ever.
Now, who was God speaking to here? You all know the story. Now, this was Abraham. And the interesting thing about this was the fact that the verses preceding this was the time when the young man called Lot. Everybody remember Lot?
Yes, sir.
The greedy-eyed young man that wanted the best for himself. I didn't care about what his uncle felt. It was after Lot left. That's when God comes to Abraham,
yes,
and he says, lift up your eyes. And he said, whatever your eyes can see, I have given to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I preach a little to somebody this afternoon?
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
That the Lord that is in your life might be the one hindering you from pulling up your eyes. Yeah. Anyone that posts like that is intentional. Lot and Abraham had a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It was a physical relationship, because they were cousins. But hear this. The physical relationship began to impact the spiritual,
yeah,
purpose for Abraham.
Amen.
Sometimes we allow physical relationship to impede opens for our spiritual eye. I pray today in the name of Jesus that God will open your eyes to see that there is a difference between physical and spiritual relationship. Sometimes we allow them to merge, and your spiritual life stops. Today in the name of Jesus, I pray that God will open your eyes. I said that the Lord will open your eyes. Lord, let took as it were the very best of the land.
Yes, sir.
And then the Bible says, then God showed up and said, Abraham, look up. Tell your neighbor, look up.
Look up.
Tap somebody, say, look up.
Look up.
He said, look up. Every place where your eyes can see. And then he now says, for all the land which you see, to you will I give it, and to your seed. For how long?
Ever.
Now, question for you. Where was Lot in that picture?
Nowhere.
You're not talking to me.
Nowhere.
Where was Lot in that picture?
Nowhere.
Tell your neighbor for me. Say, neighbor.
Nowhere.
Lot is not in your spiritual. No. Lot is not in your spiritual assignment. He's not there. So when you're holding on to Lot, as if without him you cannot survive. You cannot make your progress. You cannot fulfill your spiritual destiny because you're holding on to Lot. You have to let Lord go. Even if he's going to take some things with you, that you have labored for, let him take them or let him leave you alone.
Amen.
Some of us are hanging on to Lord for so long. And you're wondering, why am I not making progress? Because Lord is part of your life. But in God's agenda, he is not there.
Amen.
So until Lord goes, you are not going further. I know somebody is saying, I know you're hearing. Can we move on now?
Yes.
The scripture now tells us in Galatians. No. That's not where I am now. I think I'm in Isaiah 55. Yeah, I'm almost done. We're in Isaiah 55. Are you there? Isaiah 55, verse 9 through 11. There's also a physical seed. And here, now the seed now is likened to the word. Someone say the word.
I love this.
Now, beginning from verse number 9, the scripture says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Give me the next verse so we can move on quickly. It said, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. The next verse, please. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing. Somebody say,
the seed
is the word.
The word
is the seed. Okay, let's say it again. Say,
the seed
is the word. And
the word
is the seed. The Bible says, the same way it happens in the physical, when you sow a seed in the ground and it brings forth fruit, it says, so shall my word be. So shall the Bible be. So shall the scripture be. He says, every word I send, I am sowing it.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to guarantee that it will not come back unto me void, but it will accomplish its purpose. I declare today that in your life and in your family, that in your situation, that the word of God that is coming to you today, he said, accomplish the fullness of his purpose in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And no matter what the devil wants to do to hinder you from growing spiritually. Let me hear somebody say, I will grow.
I will grow.
Come on, say, I'm growing.
I'm growing.
Say, I will grow.
I will grow.
Say, I'm growing.
I'm growing.
In the name of Jesus. Say, the word of God is spiritual.
Yes.
It will not come back the same way it went.
Amen.
So if you open your heart, ladies and gentlemen, you're like you cultivate the ground. Make sure it's good before you sow a seed. Let your heart today be fertile. Let it be a ground upon which the word of God can grow and prosper in the name of Jesus. Galatians chapter 3 says something interesting as we begin to wind this down. Verse number 28 of Galatians 3 says something interesting. It says a believer, okay, that is saved is the seed. Now I'm just giving you a different description of seed today. I'm going to deal with some of it again, maybe some other time. Give me verse number 28. Let's do that quickly so we can quickly wrap this up. Galatians chapter 3. Here's what the scripture says. Now, are we all reading this? It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither born nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Now watch what it now says. Next verse. It says, and if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. Stop right there. Just take that in. Tell your neighbor for me, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You are a child of God.
You are a child of God.
You are Abraham's seed.
You are Abraham's seed.
Now come on, say with this smile. You're saying something nice. Say it again. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Say, you are a child of God.
You are a child of God.
Therefore,
you are Abraham's
seed. Now the Bible says, because you are a child of God, he said you are Abraham's seed. Now watch it. He said, and you are his according to. Which means, my beloved brothers and sisters, everything that was promised to Abraham was promised to you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
And did you just get that?
Amen.
Everything Abraham had a right to claim, you have a right to claim it.
Amen.
Everything that God promised to Abraham was promised to you.
Amen.
So when we say that Abraham was God's friend, guess who's God's friend? When we say Abraham was God's favorite, guess who's God's favorite?
Yeah.
Did you get that? Yeah. So the Bible says you are heir of promise. And heir is somebody who has a right to inherit. Tell them for me,
I have a right
to inherit blessings. No, with an S. Now say it again. Say,
I have a right
to inherit blessings. If I would have capital B. You have a right to inherit.
Amen.
So don't let the devil intimidate you.
Amen.
Don't let the devil cheat you out of what you have a right to inherit. You can wake up every day and tell the devil, I am a child of God.
Amen.
And therefore I'm a heir of the promise that Abraham had. So the believer is also a seed.
Yeah. Glory to God.
And get this, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Seeds that are dead don't produce.
Come on.
Can I say that again?
Yes,
sir. Anyone already knew that? Can't tell you, but see, I already knew that. So you don't need to repeat it. Okay, that seed that are dead don't produce. Final scripture for today. Where are we? 1 Peter chapter 1. Love this. Verse number 22, 1 Peter chapter 1. We're talking about the spiritual seed.
Amen.
And here's what the Bible says the believer is. Can I have that quickly, please? 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 22 says this. It says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirit of the unfailing love of the brothers, it says, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Okay? So in order for us to function as the seed that we are, there's a requirement for a pure heart. Everybody say pure heart. And that pure heart must be a heart that has a lot of love in it.
Yes, sir.
Are you looking at the scripture?
Amen.
It said, see that you love one another
with
a pure heart. Not just occasionally, but fervently, that is consistently. I said to you, was it last week or the week before, that is an anomaly. It is not normal. It is not scriptural to say a church has no love.
That's right.
It's not biblical.
No.
Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
A child of God, when you say child of God has no love, is not biblical. Because if the Bible says God is love, are you still here?
Yes, sir.
And God lives in us, how can you say I have no love?
Come on now.
Because I am not a child of God if I don't have love. And because God is love and God lives in me,
yes,
I have love.
Yes, sir.
Now, but am I manifesting the love as I ought to?
No.
That's a different message.
That's right.
Do you understand the difference?
Yes, sir.
So it's there. So the Bible says we should manifest it out of a pure heart. Give me the next verse so we can finish this. Now, the scripture now says, being born again, watch this now, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and stays forever. Only there. And this is where I got the title of the message from?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, you saw it. Okay, let's see it again. That's where I got it from. Okay? The scripture says, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which lives for how long? Wait, lives for how long?
Forever.
So for how long is it?
Forever.
And forever means how long again?
Forever.
Why is he doing that?
Eternity.
Okay. Now, are you all following me?
Yeah.
So the seed that I'm talking about according to the word of God is a seed that has no limit.
Amen.
Can I tell anyone? Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Understand this.
Understand this.
You are a seed
that
has no limit.
And
therefore, you cannot be stopped.
Cannot
oh, come
be
on,
stopped.
Come on, come on, come on. Say, in the name of Jesus,
I cannot be stopped.
I'm looking for somebody to get on his feet or get on her feet and tell the devil, you cannot stop me. You cannot hinder me. You cannot stop me because I am a seed born by God. I cannot be hindered. I cannot be limited in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at those situations right now. Tell them you might be standing there, but I'm coming with new information for you. You cannot stop me. You cannot hinder me. You cannot discourage me. In the name of Jesus Christ, claim that which belongs to you. Declare it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I cannot be stopped because I'm a seed that cannot be hindered. I have sustaining power that keeps me forever. Blessed be God. Now hear me well, God's people. You see, we lose. Not because we don't have power, but because we don't know our power. Can I say that again? You see, when a child of God loses, it's not because you don't have the power, but because you don't know you have it, or you don't even know how to use it.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor from today, I know.
Amen.
Come on, come to someone and say, today, I know.
Amen.
I know that I'm a seed that cannot be stopped.
Amen.
That Jesus lives on the inside of me.
Yes.
He cannot stop me.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm a seed, and if the seed lives inside of
yes.
me, then I become an agent
yes.
to which others can get to know Jesus. So I can go out there.